FM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Well, now here we are with the XFM Breakfast Show podcast. Hello, I'm its owner operator, John Holmes, and it's been put together over the last few months by our intern Josh. All things must come to an end, and Josh is leaving us. This is his last gasp. And those who follow this, it's almost as addictive, this podcast, as Serial, isn't it? That popular, popular American murder podcast. Yeah. And people tune in. Millions of people tune in to find out what Josh has been up to in a hostel. What are the latest tales of the hostel, Josh? Bearing in mind, you have to bring this now to a neat conclusion, for we have followed your attack.
It's quite boring to be honest.
We should recap, because he started off in a hospital, then he moved out. He started off in a hospital, then he went to a hostel, then he moved out to go and live in a normal flat, but found it wasn't for him.
That's right.
Because
he preferred the company of Eastern European men.
He was institutionalised to it, to bunk bed life, and he went back there.
And so, what happens now?
I don't know, really.
Right. Oh, this isn't the big climax I was hoping for.
Nothing really happens
anymore. I don't
think
the final of Serial is going to end like this, is it?
I'm just used to it now. Weirdos screaming at me at 5 a.m. Turn that bloody alarm off, you idiot.
Just
stronger words, of course.
Well, I think you've learned a lot, because what happened, on your first day here, you failed to get breakfast correctly from upstairs.
Did I?
You forgot the Liam Perrins Worcestershire sauce, didn't you?
Did that today as well, didn't I?
Funny enough, on your last day, exactly the same thing happened. Yeah, one of Josh's duties, he's sort of podcast / breakfast coordinator. And one of his duties is to go up to the canteen and get breakfast for everybody, which he does, with aplomb, but always brings back the wrong things.
He'll forever be remembered for introducing a new way of putting ketchup on a...
Yeah.
The lid of a porridge pot, in my mind.
Sorry, is this a euphemism back to the Eastern European men in the hostel?
I don't think so.
Can I? Hi, my name's Josh. I've got a quite particular fetish. Could I put ketchup on the lid of your porridge pot?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
What's on the podcast, Josh?
We look back over a successful XFM Winter Wonderland with Mountain Dew. Batman costumes.
Hashtag do the Dew.
Hashtag do the Dew.
You don't need to do the sponsor tag on the podcast.
No, take it off.
Take that back.
Say it
with 7-Up. Say it's with 7-Up.
Say it's with MailChimp. little in-joke for the Serial podcasties out there.
Very good,
Walkie-talkies.
I use MailChimp. What?
Batman outfits and walkie-talkies.
Oh, yeah, you got dressed in a Batman outfit for no discernible reason, yes. Good. Well, how lovely. I feel like we should give Josh... it's Christmas as well. And now he's going to be out, orphaned, on the streets like the little match girl, isn't he? He's going to freeze to death in an Eastern European man.
I'm actually going home for Christmas.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Away from the hostels.
Are you?
I'm back there in January, looking forward to the new hostel life again.
Yeah, but your dad's an Eastern European rapist as well, isn't he? So it's not home from home for you.
Hostel life forever. Yeah.
He's North European.
Is he?
Oh,
yeah. Is he? Where's he?
Aren't
where's
we
he
all?
From? Where's
aren't
he
we
from?
All?
Wales.
Made that up.
He's made that up.
I'm trying to think of a place in north of Europe.
Well, England, Wales.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Wales.
Yeah. He's British.
Right.
Wrexham.
Good. This is fascinating, isn't it?
Do you like it up the Wrexham?
Wrexham is a nice little town, I guess.
Was MailChimp your nickname in the hostel?
Here we go again. This is as last week's.
Thanks, Josh. It's been lovely.
I've loved it. Thank you very much.
Oh. Now get out.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes.
Good morning to you then. Welcome. It is XFM Breakfast. Tuesday morning, XFM Breakfast to be precise. 2 minutes past 8 o'clock. I am John Holmes. And this morning then, after that Sony Pictures hack... And now the leak of their internal work emails. We've got some internal XFM emails to give away this morning. I've got one here. Here it is from our boss, Chris. It says, I am out of the office. I've got another one here from our boss, Chris, that says, will all staff please refrain from taking my yoghurt from the fridge? And a third one, which is from... boss Chris, this one came to me, and it reads, you are forbidden to read out my internal emails on air. It is a breach of contract. It's a fascinating insight into modern radio, isn't it? It's all behind the scenes.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
This is Toddler Pops on XFM.
Yeah, it's Toddler Pops on XFM. Toddler Pops, in which a tiny child plays a tune on a toy xylophone. All you have to do is identify it. That is Toddler Pops. And it's for prizes. Today, correctly identify the tune she plays. You could get two tickets, a pair of tickets, to see Noel Gallagher play at the O2 Arena, 10th of March, 2015. Noel Gallagher. Just for identifying a tune played on a toy xylophone by a child. You've got to guess the artist today. Which artist is it? Text the word pop when you think you know, followed by your guess to 83936. The artist you think it is, text the word pop, followed by your guess to the number 83936. But she's here, ready to go. Good morning to you, Maisie. Good morning.
Enough of the small talk, John. I'm excited.
Why? Why are you excited? Why?
Tonight, John, it's XFM Winter Wonderland with Mountain Dew. Hashtag do the Dew.
Yes, you're right, it is. Yeah.
Is it just me, or is that the weirdest sounding hashtag ever?
I don't know what you mean. It's a great hashtag. It's
are you going to the gig?
Yes, I am, and I'm going to be introducing some bands.
No one cares. Right. I'm going to be on it tonight, John. Right. All mushed off my face. Poker beam to royal blood.
Yeah, it's on a school night. It's
bunking off tomorrow. Right. It's only phonics and colouring stuff in. Right. With Wonderland with Mountain Dew. John, hashtag do the Jew.
It's a great hashtag. It's a good hashtag.
It's my favourite Jew. I like nothing more than to scale the Andes and lick it off Mountain Goats, John. It's delicious Jew.
Yes,
weird hashtag, though.
Yeah, let's just play the song. I think that'll be...
Bye, Tom.
That's excellent work, Maisie. Thank you.
See you in the mosh pit later.
Yes, you will. So, there can be only one winner, and there is. Let's get him on the telephone. He's called Ross. Good morning, Ross. Hello, Ross.
Morning.
How are you? All right?
Yeah.
All right, Ross. Good. Good. What do you do, Ross?
I'm a plumber.
You're a plumber. Okay, good. Sounds like you've got a blocked pipe there, Ross. So, Noel Gallagher fan, Ross, I'm guessing?
Yes, I am. Definitely.
Ever seen him live before?
I haven't, but my missus really would like to as well.
Oh, right. Well, this could be... This could keep you in her good books, essentially, Ross. But all you got to do is identify the tune. Before you do, let's hear it again as 4-year-old Maisie played this. What was it, Ross?
It's Crosstown Traffic, Jimi Hendrix.
Let's find out.
That was Jimi Hendrix and Crosstown Traffic.
He's right! Come on! Congratulations, Ross. Well done.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM.
There's also an after-show party, okay? This is XFM and propaganda. It'll take over Plan B. By that I mean the venue, not the rapper. It's just around the corner of Moto Academy Brixton, which is, of course, the venue. Now, I've just been adding this bit of paper with the details on it. And I think somebody in this room may have doctored it slightly. I'm just... Because it says the DJs will include this lineup. XFM's Dan O'Connell. Sunter. Phil Clifton. And it says the legendary jock. Matt Dyson. And I think possibly... It's interesting to me that most of this is typed and the word legendary has been added in Matt's handwriting. That's a curious addition to this bit of paper.
You just read out whatever Dave's hands you, don't you? I thought.
Yeah. I don't take any notice.
What else does it say?
I've forgotten this by as soon as I finish speaking it. It says admission's £4 with the Wonderland ticket on the door.
That's a bargain, isn't it?
Yeah, bargain to watch the legendary Matt Dyson spinning the platters that matter.
Yeah.
What are you going to kick off with?
I don't know. Save that till the night. You've got to judge the crowd, haven't you?
You can't go wrong with the communards, Matt.
Okay. Good tip.
Don't leave me this way. Everyone loves that, don't they? Yeah. Bit of a floor filler, that one, isn't it?
No.
Get a bit of YMCA on later on. Bit of Hi-Ho Silver Lining by Jeff. Matt, if you've never seen Matt DJ before, by the way, you can miss a trick, because once he played Walking on Sunshine by Katrina and the Waves to a crowd of indie kids because you pressed the wrong button.
Pressed the wrong button.
So how did that happen? How did that
Sometimes
happen?
Mistakes happen. Yeah. You know, I'm DJing off a laptop sort of scenario.
Yeah.
And occasionally mistakes happen. I basically lost the mouse, and that suddenly came on, and I couldn't stop it.
What sort of idiot would ever do that?
I don't know. Yes.
Anyway, it's coming up to 20 to 10. You're listening to XFM Breakfast. Oh, hang on, I've lost the mouse.
lost the mouse!
Actually, I quite like it.
It's all right.
Come on, here we go. Katrina and the Waves on XFM. Here we go.
Oh, here's the mouse, John.
Oh, yeah, I've just fixed that. Thanks, though.
X, the XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Well, I've got a list of things here. All you got to do is tell me whether they're dead or whether they're alive. Thousands of entries. There can be only one picked entirely at random. On line 8,000,006, it's Adam this morning. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
Very well. How are you, Adam? You well?
I'm good, thank you.
Excellent. Good. Well, let's see if we can make your day a bit better by putting you in front of the Black Keys next March, Adam. Plenty of time to book some time off. What do you do? What do you do, Adam?
Carpenter.
Okay, good. And are you busy? Busy today?
Sorry?
Are you busy today?
Yeah, pretty busy, yeah.
Pretty busy, yeah. That's the friendly radio banter over with, Adam. And now we'll crack straight on with the game. It's very simple. I'll call out a name of something, Adam. You just tell me whether it's dead or alive, okay?
Yep,
okay. Here we go. Number one, dead or alive. Fatima bint Rashid Al-Nuami. Fatima bint Rashid Al-Nuami, dead or alive?
Alive.
No, it's the sister of Sheikh Humayda Rashid Al-Nuami, the ruler of Ajman, who died yesterday, so no points. Dead or alive, Mrs. Bennett, who used to live next door to my nana. Dead or alive?
Dead.
Yes, she's dead. She was very old even back then. You used to see her struggling to the shops. What makes to help her? My friend Stephen Stout's mum. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, she's dead. She died just after we finished school. By which I mean the late 80s, not quarter past three, obviously. Don't laugh at them, Matt. Poor woman. Dead or alive, your chances of seeing Royal Blood live if you bought a ticket for XFM's Winter Wonderland gig this coming Wednesday?
Dead.
No, alive. It's alive, isn't it? If you bought tickets, your chances are alive.
It's one ticket, sorry.
Here's the next one, Adam. The ladybird that my four-year-old put in a little plastic box after she found it on a windowsill on Friday. Dead or alive?
Alive.
No, it's dead.
Oh.
Cruelty.
Went back to it, found it dead. It's in a plastic box. It had no food.
What's
going
to happen? I know.
She's got no idea about insect biology.
Yeah.
Dead or alive? Our Christmas tree in our house already.
Dead.
No, it's still alive, miraculously. Still alive, it's fine. I remember to water it. And finally, UKIP MP Kerry Smith's chances of getting the gay vote after what he said about gay people at the weekend. Dead or alive?
I'll say it's definitely dead.
Definitely dead, he's resigned as well. So, let's get over to producer Dave, who has the scores. How many did Adam get?
He got three.
Is that as poor, isn't it?
It's not great.
Is that enough to see Black Keys at the O2 on the 3rd of March 2015?
Luckily for Adam, it is enough.
Congratulations, Adam! Well done! Well done, Adam!
Great team. Thank you.
He's so chuffed.
Bloody hell. Go and whittle yourself some enthusiasm, Adam, for goodness sake.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
I'm John Holmes, and like Vladimir Putin addressing Russia amid a growing economic crisis in that country, so I now stand before you in your radio this morning insisting, despite all evidence to the contrary, that the XFM Breakfast Show will stabilise. The only difference really being between me and Vladimir Putin is that I'm not a Dobby the House Elf-faced homophobe and I've got my shirt on. So. Here's interesting. I don't know if you've ever thought about this, right? Vladimir Putin, right, a man who routinely takes his shirt off and likes being photographed undertaking manly pursuits, right? So there was that one of him, you remember, of him in a cowboy hat a few years ago on a horse. One of him on patrol with Moscow police. There was one of him at the Winter Olympic construction site. And genuinely, one of him riding around with Russian bikers, right?
Basically,
Vladimir Putin is the village people, isn't he? Which is a bold move for someone who hates the gays.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Thursday morning. The morning after, the night before. The night before, of course, was XFM Winter Wonderland with Mountain Dew. It's very delicious, the dew. I'd happily climb a mountain. Lick it off a prickly gorse bush. If you'd like to see all the photos, listen to all the interviews and find out what happened at XFM Winter Wonderland last night at the O2 Brixton Academy, xfm.co.uk is where you'll find everything. What you won't find, however, which is a shame, and I think we can fix this, is a picture of our intern, Josh. Now, picture this, right? I was in the audience. I had to go on stage and introduce Royal Blood at the beginning, and then I popped out round the side to go and watch the performance, which, by the way, was incredible. But I couldn't help but notice, okay, my eye was drawn to the side of the stage, where there was DJ platters, I believe that's what DJ's called, set up where a disc jockey of sorts, Steph from the office, was essentially playing tunes during the change round of the sets. And I sort of saw her there in a sparkly jacket. And next to her, right, was... Let's find out what happened, right? And I didn't know who it was, right, in this costume. So, morning, Josh, by the way.
Good morning.
Yeah. So, that'll give you a clue, right? So, Josh, our intern, it turns out, was told to help Steph out because people were live tweeting her with requests,
DJ,
right? And you were getting in all the in the request and passing them over to Steph, who was doing it, right? Okay. And you were asked to go out to Argos to get a festive Father Christmas costume, because someone in the office thought that would be quite nice if Santa Claus was there making a bit Christmassy. Could you find a Santa Claus costume, Josh?
No.
So then you phoned back to the office, I believe, and said, I can't find one. Someone said, well, you know, use your initiative, Josh. What else is Christmassy? Get an elf. And you went, oh, yeah, okay. And then, could you find an elf?
No,
they're sold out, aren't they?
Yeah.
Use your initiative, Josh, came the message. What festive costume, Josh, did you choose from Argos and then wear on stage last night?
I chose Batman. Well, originally it was going to be Darth Vader, but they're out of stock, so...
For the love of everything holy, Josh, what is festive about that?
The cape, I guess.
The cape.
He's got a cape.
It's not, is it?
No.
You could have even adorned it with a Santa hat. Could you?
Yeah.
You could have done that.
True.
Honestly, I was in the audience, I was thinking, who's that idiot dressed as... Why is someone dressed as Batman? I don't get the context. Why is someone dressed as Batman at the side of the stage?
Yeah.
And I kept seeing Batman lift up the front of his mask to read his phone. I'm like, what is... Couldn't see... Went backstage, and I saw Batman. I thought, who is it? And he took it... It's Josh! The weirdest thing.
A man behind the cowl.
So embarrassing.
It wasn't even a good Batman. It was like Val Kilmer era Batman.
Well, it was, yeah, he certainly. Or Adam West, perhaps, at a stretch.
Play this for Josh this morning. Honestly, we're going to tweet a photo because we have got a photograph of Steph the DJ dressed in Spangly Jacket hugging Val Kilmer era Batman. Who was Batman simply because Father Christmas and an elf wasn't available. It's one of the funniest pictures you will see. At XFM on Twitter.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
If you haven't heard this before, here's how it works. We work in the media, so naturally we get carpet bombed with PR opportunities, guest offers, just companies, marketing companies, trying their best to ply their wares throughout the media. And they do it by carpet bombing the entire industry with their tat that they're trying to flog, and have been paid a lot of money to do so by various clients. And what they do is they don't listen. That's what they do. They don't listen to anything, any radio station that they send this stuff to, and accordingly don't target anything for audiences, and just literally throw S-word at a wall and see what sticks. And we rounded up the laziest bits of PR we've been sent during the previous week on a Friday. So, Matt, what did you get in your inbox?
Some expert advice for 2015, apparently, from Magdalena Bachmeier, of course, we'll all know, is a trained neuroscientist and author of Get Productive, Boosting Your Productivity and Getting Things Done.
Perhaps the PR people have been reading that. That's why they've sent it.
Well, yeah, this certainly worked for them, hasn't it? Even though there's no chance of us interviewing her on this show. She apparently offers smart advice and tips on things like the common booby traps, it says, getting in the way of productivity, like procrastination, ineffective conversations, and lazy PR emails.
Yeah. Well, let's not get her on.
No.
I've got an event invite. Top event invite for XFM. Naturally, my eye was drawn to that subject header. Morning, John! Exclamation mark. We have a great event that we'd love the XFM Breakfast Show to pop along to. The IISS, not to be confused with ISIS, by the way. Yeah, that'd be an invite, wouldn't it? That would be an invite and a half. I don't think I'd pop along to that.
Do they send that press release?
They're probably hired a PR company.
Yeah, they probably have. Yeah.
I mean, they need good press. The IISS invites you to attend the launch of the Military Balance 2015. I don't know what this is.
What is that?
The morning will begin with an informal breakfast reception. Oh, yeah, we're on the radio, so that's not a good start, is it? Yeah. Do your research. We can't get there. And a chance to speak with the staff from the Defence and Military Analysis Programme and other research areas. Followed by an introduction to this year's volume by IISS Director General and Chief Executive Dr. John Chipman.
Ah, Chipman?
He doesn't tell me what IISS even stands for. There aren't any of that.
Well, what the hell the military balance is? What is it?
I don't know. Well, it's the I don't know. But anyway, would we like to chat to Dr. John Chipman on the show ahead of this fantastic event? If so, please drop us a line. I'm yet to reply. And guest opportunity of the week, another guest for us. Another one. We're guest heavy this week. 2015 marks the 150th anniversary of the birth of Rudyard Kipling. To lead you through a year of celebrations and remembrance is Mary Hamer, the chair of the Kipling Society.
Ah, oh, yes.
If you'd like to chat to Mary, get in touch. And you know what? I'm actually considering doing that one. Because if nothing else, Rudyard Kipling wrote exceedingly good stories.
He did.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM. XFM's Song from Hell.
Just said that. This is where we need your help. Think of yourself as the Igor to our Frankenstein. As in the XFM Tower, the top of the XFM Tower, we create a monster by sewing together bits of other, rubbish bits of other songs to create the worst song ever written. It's XFM's Song from Hell. Now, last week we enjoyed, and I use that term incorrectly, pointless screaming and yelling in songs. Previous weeks we've had, you know, pointless repetition in songs. We've had crap rap. We've had rubbish similes. We've had incomprehensible bits of talking. But last week, yeah, screaming and yelling. You heard Prince and Get Off. You heard Kellis, Caught Out There, and Tom Jones, If Only I Knew. And they sounded like this. Prince losing it. Listen to this one. Now, Tom Jones. Wow. This week, we bring you XFM Song from Mel, and it's all about creepy and disturbing lyrics that are just plain wrong. Creepy lyrics. This morning, Matt has a festive example.
Yes, I'm going seasonal with Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by the Crystals.
Right.
Remember these lyrics?
That is creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a sort of stalky theme, isn't it?
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He knows when you're awake.
That scary old man in a beard. Yeah.
This is on a similar theme, and ever since I first heard this as a child, it disturbed me, right? It's Roy Orbison and I drove all night.
Oh.
Listen to how creepy this actually is.
I drove all night, crept in your room.
Weird.
Bloody far from
all right,
actually.
So, Roy, imagine waking up to find that Roy Orbison's been driving all night and has crept into your room, right? And then he wakes you up to make love to you.
And he's still in his sunglasses.
They're not sunglasses, yeah. They're night vision goggles. I've seen through his trick. Freaky Roy. Wow.
This is not all right,
so,
Roy.
No, it's so that not.
You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. Not in current climate, Roy. 13 minutes past eight. Your examples, please, of the creepiest lyrics in music. 83936 at XFM on Twitter as we continue to build XFM's Song from Hell.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. XFM's Winter Wonderland.
With Mountain Dew.
Hashtag do the Dew.
It's the best Dew, honestly. I would happily climb a mountain. A volcano full of Mountain Dew where the lava, the magma chambers have been emptied of magma and replaced with the delicious taste of Mountain Dew. And I'd lie on my back, letting the lava run over me, the lava of Mountain Dew, and I'd drink it all. I'd drink it all, Matt.
Yeah.
I'd climb up that volcano.
Like a massive sort of dentist chair.
Yeah.
With and the volcano.
I'd happily let the volcano waterboard me with Mountain Dew. Because it's the best dew. It's XFM Winter Wonderland with it tonight. So last year, you know, the vaccines headlined last year, didn't they? They done the vaccines. And just before they were going to come on, well, they were on very late, weren't they? And it's fair to say, I mean, it was my job to sort of, you know, introduce the acts last year. And I don't know why we're repeating this, right? Because we should be concentrating on this year's, shouldn't we, really? Let's be honest. I don't know why we're harking back.
Well, you caused such a scene that a lot of people are still coming to terms with what happened. You waterboarded yourself with old speckled hair.
It wasn't my fault. I'll tell you whose fault it was. Producer Dave, right? And the reason was, I was backstage, right? And Producer Dave was supposed to be keeping an eye on me, right? And he just let me have as much speckled hair as I could possibly drink, right? And it's vice versa. By the time I got on stage for the vaccines, I was a little bit tipsy.
Yeah.
A little bit. We're not going to play this again, are we?
Yes. So, let's play you entering the stage just before vaccines come on. Go on.
God.
Hey! Hey! Big Sam!
Come on.
Let me hear it for Winter Wonderland!
They're cheering.
2030!
Yeah! Well, at least I remembered the year.
Say the year.
Oh, God.
Wow.
I actually break out into a little bit of a cold sweat every time I hear that.
Sound like an oath.
Well, look, you know, we've all been there. We've all been a bit tipsy, haven't we?
Yeah.
It was pointed out very shortly afterwards that it was reminiscent of when Delia Smith, you know, the TV chef Delia Smith, famously went out drunk onto the pitch at Norwich, because she's like the chair of Norwich, isn't she, of the football team. And she drunkenly went out onto the pitch and started shouting at the crowd there as well. That sounded like this.
Where are you? Where are you? Let's be having you! Come on!
Uncanny.
God, it's like a new double act, isn't it? It's like a new double act.
Where are you?
Hey, Brixton!
Where are you?
Let me hear it for Winter Wonderland!
Let's be having you!
Are you having a good time tonight?
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
So good morning then, this is XFM Breakfast. I am John Holmes, and once more we arrive and park ourselves firmly in the tradesman's entrance. This is where we find a tradesperson, tradesman, tradeswoman, tradesgender. We have no truck with discrimination on this programme. Doesn't matter who you are or what you've done, as long as you've done it in or around a celebrity's house. What is your trade? Where have you plied it and who have you plied it to? Last week we met Tom, who was in charge of keeping neat Louisa Zisman's from The Apprentices front and back garden. On the phone this morning, though, who could it possibly be? Is that Adam?
Yes, it is.
Now, this is how it works, Adam. You are a tradesperson, as we know. I have to guess whose house you've plied your trade in. Of course, I will not be able to because it's a stupid, ridiculous idea, Adam. However, it doesn't stop us from trying. So before I have a guess, what do you do, Adam? What is your trade?
Carpenter.
You're a carpenter, and where do you carpent?
All over the place.
Do you just basically sort of go where the wood takes you, Adam? Is that fair to say?
Yeah, follow the wood, yeah.
it's good advice, I find. Yeah. So, here's where I have a guess. I've got 30 seconds, Adam. You just give me yes or no answers to my questions. Here we go. Right, is it a lady one, Adam? Is it a lady one?
No.
Right, is it a man one?
Yes.
Yes. Did this man once take out an injunction to stop media outlets such as this one revealing details of his sexual relationships and affair with his own brother's fiancée, a story that escalated when it transpired that he was also having a two-year affair with a third woman, and that was all part of the story?
Not as far as I know, no.
Right, right. So it's not him then. Is it a footballer?
Yes.
Yes! Oh, is it Ryan Giggs?
No.
Oh, that's the only one. That's the only guess I had.
You finally got it then.
Oh, I thought I'd got it. Okay, what did you do and in whose house did you do it, Adam?
We fitted a couple of new bathrooms and changed some windows, and it was Casey Keller. You still don't know that, is
it? Who the hell's Casey Keller?
Casey Keller.
Who's Casey Keller?
The former Tottenham and Millwall goalkeeper, the American shot stopper.
Oh, forgive me for not realising. I thought Louisa Zisman was scraping the barrel.
Casey Keller.
But here, Adam's actually made his own barrel out of wood and scraped the bottom of it with that. Where did this was his name? Casey
Keller.
Casey Keller, yeah. Marshall Hill it was.
What was his house like? What was it? What did you...
Yeah, nice three-story. Quite a big house, as you'd expect from a professional footballer.
Yeah, did you go through any of his drawers, anything like that, Adam?
No.
On the pretext of making him some new ones?
No. Give me a couple of training tracksuit.
What? He gave you a couple of his... What, in lieu of payment? I mean, what?
No, that was a bonus.
A bonus.
Yeah, you have some tracksuits.
So, the tracksuits, I mean, was he just... were they newish, or were they just all...
Yeah, they was newish. Yeah, they probably would. They change every season, don't they?
Yeah.
No, I guess get a handful, big handful.
Yeah.
Grabbed the handful.
Anyway, put it that way.
Do you sort of wear them around a house now, like a sort of like professional footballing onesie? I mean, how do you rock them, Adam?
No, they're gone now.
Gone, have you?
Oh,
you
sold them. Ago.
Yeah. Listen, Adam. Thank you very much. That's a tremendous story. I think Tradesman's Entrance. That is Tradesman's Entrance on XFM. If you have plied your trade in or around a celebrity's house, and they don't have to have given you, worthless and disgusting gift, but it all helps if they have. Let us know. 83936 at XFM. It's Tradesman's Entrance. Adam, thank you so much. This is XFM.
Cheers.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Right, we're in the midst of the song from hell. So, many, many of these coming in now. We are building the world's worst song. We are sewing it together Frankenstein-like from the worst bits of other terrible songs. And we need your suggestions. And yes, this morning, creepy lyrics. And, well, you haven't disappointed, have you? This suggestion from Ali Rose Reese in N17. It's Cliff Richard suggesting that already it's weird. Suggesting that he's going to do this.
Lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away
from me. Ali writes, not cool, Cliff, not cool. I'm going to lock her up in a trunk.
She's a living doll as well. It's pretty weird, that song, full stop.
God, yeah. I think we can go, I've always worried about this song. This song, it's a Christmas song, Matt, right?
Yeah. Trevor from Buckinghamshire.
Yeah.
Suggested, Baby, It's Cold Outside.
The whole premise of Baby, It's Cold Outside is weird, because what you've essentially got in the scenario is a man trapping a woman in a house.
Entrapment.
And he won't let her leave. What's more, I think he's drugging her, right? Because listen to this. This is the version with Tom Jones trying to trap Kerris Matthews from Catatonia in a house and drug her. Listen to this.
Well, oh, baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
Yeah, I wonder what's in that bloody drink, Tom Jones. What is in it? What is in it? Odorless, tasteless. You won't remember that in the morning, Kerris. It's horrible. And this, you want horrible, creepy lyrics? Chris in Ealing suggests...
This is amazing.
This is horrific. This is technically violent. I don't know what's going on here, but it's not nice. It's Sweat by Inner Circle. Listen to this horror.
Girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. And if you cry out, I'm going to push you some more.
No, I'm going to make you sweat till you can't sweat no more. For start, that's unhealthy because the body's supposed to sweat.
Yeah, it's to be dehydrated.
And if you cry out, I'm going to push it some more. What the hell? I feel soiled by the whole thing. I'm going to quit this job. I never knew music was so dirty. It's 8:27.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
And as it's midweek, we like to bring you the largely irrelevant papers in something we like to call the largely irrelevant paper review. Other media outlets, yeah, you know, they'll get some celebrities on, weren't they, sitting on the sofa. Going through the obvious papers, the Independent, the Telegraph, the Guardian, the tabloids. That's what they do, isn't it? They go through them on the sofa, usually on the television in front of Eamon Holmes' confused face. But that's not for us. We go through the papers that no one else is covering, hence the largely irrelevant paper review. Celebrity on the sofa this morning, it's the newsreader from XFM Radio in London, Matt Dyson. Good morning, Matt.
Oh, hello there. Hello, everyone.
Morning, Matt Dyson. Yeah, morning. I wonder what newspaper you've been going through.
I have gone for The Rug Review.
Good.
The monthly guide to all things rugs, of course, as you'll be aware of.
Yeah.
This month, excellent piece on page 3. Really topical stuff. Chic and Shaggy. Rug enthusiasts Roger and Rita Smith discuss the surprising resurgence of the shag pile and whether it has a place in 2014. A lot of hipsters now going out, buying shag pile. It's sort of come back. It's quite retro.
I've seen some of them in Shoreditch. They're growing it around their faces in the shape of squares, it seems to me. They should have they missed a trick there. They should have got musicians out of Chic and also Shaggy.
Yes, that's true. They should have to review the carpets. There's also the regular rug and roll feature.
Oh, that's probably why they didn't then, because I guess this is musical.
Where they get people from the world of music to celebrate their love of carpets and rugs. This month, XFM's very own Inspiral Carpets keyboardist Clint Boone talking about his love of a good velvet twist. Yeah, and roll with it. The exclusive. Report from backstage at the Rochdale Industrial Park to find out who has won this year's Rug Rolling Championships. Can Kevin Rogers retain the title? Find that here. I don't want to give that away.
No.
Save that up.
They could have gone for Velvet Underlay in there as well.
They could have.
Couldn't they? It's another musical. Anyway, so I've been reading Magic Mail. Everything you need to know about the mystical world of magic. It says we're not in any way affiliated with the Magic Circle. First article that caught my eye, Stick It to 'Em. Page 41, Magic Mail talks to some of England's finest magicians about the size and girth of their wands. what works best during their routines. Flicking back a few pages, show us your tips. Chief amateur musician Tarquin Reginald on just how useful it is to maintain a wide wizard sleeve when performing intricate tricks. Because you can make a lot go up it,
yeah,
can't you?
Yeah, yeah.
And on page 49, hat joke isn't funny anymore. No, sorry, hat joke isn't bunny anymore. That's what they've done, I see. This is actually quite serious, this one. The search continues for six rabbits that mysteriously disappeared from underneath the hat of the now disgraced magician, Barry Langham.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast. Yes. XFM. XFM's Winter Wonderland.
With Mountain Dew. Hashtag do the Dew.
It was last night. It was Brixton Academy. It was Frank Turner. It was The Horrors. It was Catfish and the Bottleneck. It was Billy Bragg. It was To Kill a King. It was Billy the Kid opening the whole show. Awesome Royal Blood. First time I've seen them live, and as Matt said earlier, believe the hype. If you get a chance to see them live, that is incredible.
What an
incredible act.
What a drummer. The best drummer in the world.
I like it when he threw his drum stool. That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah. He's a front man. He's a front man, not a drummer.
I've never seen a crowd hold a drummer up before. Right, so, never mind what was going on stage, though. Let's talk more about what was going on backstage, because it involves producer Dave being officious. So, here's what happened. Right, so some idiot put Dave in charge of something, right?
Yes.
And to
he
do
was in
that,
charge of you not getting drunk,
wasn't that was one of his...
That was a full-time job.
Genuinely one of his duties. But for that one, he didn't really need a walkie-talkie. Well, to be honest, Dave didn't need a walkie-talkie at all. But somebody decided that Dave should have a walkie-talkie and be on one end of it. Right?
I reckon he demanded it.
Yeah. So do
I'm
I.
I'm not doing this without a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Okay?
He didn't even need it. He was standing next to the people he was talking to. He was like a child with a toy. Like, because he just likes power, doesn't he? So they gave Dave a walkie-talkie. And I kid you not, he started producing people's walkie-talkie etiquette. Right? So somebody, another producer, Neil, he got the walkie-talkie. Went, Dave, can you get to the side of the stage and sort out something or other? And then Dave came back with, I was standing next to Dave at the time,
yes.
Dave visibly tutted,
yeah.
Right, like he does in here when something doesn't go according to his whim, right? Visibly tutted, and then he went, Neil. And he went, yeah. He went, can you say over when you sort of... He actually started producing. He had a problem with walkie-talkie etiquette, honestly.
We need to be clear when we're starting and stopping talking with the walkie-talkie.
Over. That's genuinely what he would say. And then if someone would say, Dave, you know, can you go and fetch that thing from the side of the station and sort that out? He'd go, Roger that. Just stutter. Proving Dave's got no... Also, speaking of the side of the stage, right, what do you wear at the side of the stage? If you're, you know, even to the layman who's never been at the side of a stage,
yeah,
right? What do people whose job it is to stand at the side of... Not people going on stage, I'm talking the people who work side of the stage, right? What do they wear, Matt, generally speaking?
Well, something sort of blend into the background, really, they don't stand out.
Sort of black, isn't it?
Yeah,
black t-shirt,
yeah.
Black hoodie, black shorts, whatever, black, right? Dave, bright white clean shirt that he just put on for the special occasion. So all you got, if you were looking in the right place on the stage, was a gurning idiot in a white shirt being officious into a walkie-talkie. And that was technically my Winter Wonderland.
I think you'll find everything went to plan and everything was on time. That was down to my me being officious, so...
8.39 XFM Breakfast. Anyway, all the pictures online. XFM.co.uk, including backstage interviews with all of the acts. And what a night it was. If you missed it, go to XFM.co.uk.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Arctic Monkeys. That's called Are You Mine? 21 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning if you're just joining us. It is XFM Breakfast and we arrive together at the desk that is marked Chaff News. If you haven't heard it before, this is where the the showbiz tossip happens. It's the news wheat sorted from the news chaff. And it has it because the newspapers, they've got news in them, haven't they? They've got news in. There's a slight crossover with one of these stories, though, I would suggest, with actual news, yet slightly chaffy. Matt, what have you got this morning?
Well, we're going to talk about Seth Rogen's film that's about to start a world war. Or should we leave that for later?
Well, you know...
It's not really chaff.
It's not really chaff, but...
But it's just a bit weird.
It is a bit weird. I would like to talk about it. I mean, we could... I mean, let's mention it briefly and then get on to the proper stuff, I think. It's just weird, isn't it? Because the whole film has been seemingly now pulled from release.
Mm. And America's admitted that, yeah, it was North Korea that hacked into Sony Pictures' website. But they seem to just be going, yeah, well, we better back down then.
Yeah.
Because we're scared of
And I thought
Korea.
The rules, that this is what Obama always says, isn't it, is you'd never back down to terrorism.
Yeah.
Which is what this is.
Yeah.
So, I'm now what happens? World War III, I'm guessing. Well, what's the answer to this?
Surely they're going to respond. America aren't just going to take it lying down, surely.
Or are they this time? No, because, well, I don't know. I mean, there should be a response.
Well, he's quite a person to mess with, Kim Jong-un, isn't he, I suppose? He's quite volatile.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he's obviously very concerned when people insult him, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ham-faced, piggy-eyed, special haircutty, dictatorial freak show that he is, by the way, if you're listening.
Yeah, if you're listening to Marshall, yeah. You weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone, pile in. Everyone, come on, let's be on the side of...
That's,
you know, let's not back down to the terrorists. Come on, 83936, at XFM on Twitter, have a go at Kim Jong-un morning.
You're melon.
Yeah. Nice one, Dave.
You're melon.
Yeah.
Is that the best you've got in your arse?
Big balloon.
This could push him over the edge.
It's good now. Dave said.
No, not that impression again.
It's a personal attack on him.
Okay.
Hello, right. Dave said, I balloon. I launch missile at Capitol Radio Building. but I know it is odd, isn't it? It is an odd one. So we'll wait and see what happens.
Most unusual news, yeah.
Good. Anyway, what else have we got?
Well, Sharon Osbourne's tooth has fallen out
live on TV.
From Armageddon to that.
It's happened live on TV.
Wow.
I think it's during... Is it during their equivalent of Loose Women? The Talk.
Right.
It's the show. We stole it from America to put on over here.
Okay, so she's gone on that.
But you should see the state of her these days. I've just seen a picture of her.
Really?
And I think it may be as a... Just look at that little picture there.
Oh, my God. She looks
she's drastically changed.
She looks like Kim Jong-un, doesn't she?
Yeah, she looks like a... like a melon. I think it may
like
be
a balloon.
As a consequence of all this work that the tooth has fallen out. I think maybe, I'm not sure, but it happened live on air. I think we can hear the moment.
I think we've got the moment. Here we go.
Tell you something.
Oh, Lord.
Is it going to be cute?
Is that what
I've
been getting?
Uh-oh,
are you all right?
My tooth's falling out.
Oh, my God.
No, is it? Oh, no problem. It's on one of those. What
it's
is
a veneer.
It's an implant.
Okay.
It's an implant. Yeah. I spent a bloody fortune on
Wow. Okay. And that's news.
That's news.
I met Sharon Osbourne once.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did. I went to her and Ozzy's house in Buckinghamshire that, fact fans, they bought from George Lucas of Star Wars fame.
Oh,
and she made me a cup of coffee. And now I'm beginning to wonder what was in it.
Yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
It means it's time for a visit from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He's the High Priest. He's called Vexilla Crowley, friend of the show. And he joins us, as he does on a regular basis. Other media outlets, of course, other radio stations, lesser radio stations, will perhaps give you a moment to step off the world, to reflect on your spirituality, on your inner self by just stopping things down for a moment and inviting usually someone from a Christian religion, maybe the Jewish religion, maybe the Muslim religion, into the studio to often, as how it works, is give you an anecdote from their lives and then somehow tenuously link it to whatever they believe in to make you feel warm and special inside. We're no different, except we cater for a market that the others don't, namely the people who worship the devil. Thus, with his thought for the day for Satanists, here's Vexilla Crowley.
Good morning. This week, my wife and I decided to get out into the country. Usually, of course, this is our code for going dogging. But this time, we genuinely did want to get out of the city and enjoy everything the countryside had to offer. Plus, our house was being used as a hideaway by a fellow Satanist who'd escaped from prison where he was serving 25 to life for setting fire to a vicar during evensong. So, we went to the Brecon Beacons, climbing the peaks and troughs, and then, suddenly, as we reached the highest point and looked down at the valley below, I thought, Satan is a lot like that, isn't he? For in the same way that I was looking down on the people and communities below, so Satan looks down on us from his sick throne, perceiving us mortals as worthless, pathetic, and tiresome worms. But where I saw only tiny villages and the odd town in the distance, Satan, with his all-seeing black eyes, sees potential for misery and chaos. And that's why my wife and I then took the bottles of petrol which we'd carried up the beacons in our respective backpacks and poured it out in the shape of an enormous obscene image on the side of the mountain. When it was done, we lit the petrol so the towns and villages nearby could witness our offensive daubing. And when it was well alight and we knew all eyes would be on the mountain, we stripped off our Peter Storm outerwear and made sweet, sweet love by the fireside, encouraging other broad-minded ramblers to do the same. You know, it's amazing what people will get up to when they're confident there isn't CCTV nearby. We then killed and ate a sheep. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest of Exon the Crowley there with his thought for the day for Satanists.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk.
XFM.